With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Thailand and Cambodia have signed an expanded ceasefire agreement during a ceremony in Malaysia attended by President Trump.
This agreement follows President Trump's threats of economic pressure. That pressure helped stop skirmishes along the disputed Cambodian-Thai border earlier this year. The ceremony marks President Trump's first event at the annual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur. Mr. Trump is using the trip to enhance his reputation as an international deal maker.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats are preventing Congress from doing what it's elected to do with the shutdown.
The entire point of this short-term funding bill was for us to have this exact debate. If they had simply kept the government open 3 weeks ago, we would have probably already voted not just on the defense bill and the labor bill and the health and human services bill, but say on transportation and housing and military construction and veterans affairs and the agriculture department and preferably all the spending bills.
Senator Cotton, an Arkansas Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says he will increase tariffs on Canada 10%. The president made the comment in a Weekend Post, citing a Canadian TV ad against his global tariffs. Earlier, President Trump said he was cutting off trade negotiations with Canada over the ad, which used a 1987 video clip of President Ronald Reagan warning that tariffs hurt every American. Trick-or-treaters may find more fruity candy than chocolate among their Halloween handouts this year. Global cocoa prices more than quadrupled between January 2023 and January 2025 due to poor harvest in West Africa. This is SRN News. A new report on religious freedom.
It's the annual offering of aid to the church in need, and it finds that nearly two-thirds of the people on earth are suffering from restrictions on their religious liberty. 5.4 billion people living in 62 countries are either persecuted for their faith or suffer discrimination because of it. The report concludes that the two primary drivers of religious persecution are authoritarian regimes and Muslim terrorism. It also reports that anti-Semitism is up all around the globe. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo has met with an organization of clergy abuse survivors and advocates for the first time. Participants in the meeting this week say he agreed to maintain a permanent dialogue with them. The Ending Clergy Abuse group is pushing for a zero-tolerance policy for abuse in the Catholic Church. Such policy would require the permanent removal of any priest who abuses a child. This is SRN News. This seat is taken.
Spanish police have arrested seven people suspected of stealing over 1,100 chairs from outdoor seating areas at restaurants and bars. The thefts occurred in Madrid and a nearby municipality over 2 months. The group, consisting of six men and a woman, targeted 18 establishments in August and September. Police estimate the stolen property is worth about $69,000. The suspects face charges of theft and belonging to a criminal organization. They allegedly resold the chairs in Spain, Morocco, and Romania. Keith Peters, Washington.
A penny shortage is affecting retailers nationwide. The Treasury Department halted penny production in May, and the U.S. Mint cranked out its last batch of pennies in August. Now, a growing number of convenience stores and major chains, including Kroger and Home Depot, report issues. The American Banking Association says 250 billion pennies are still in circulation. More details at SRNnews.com.